Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Ruth.
Here we are again. Boy, these weeks just fly.
They do.
Hey, nice.
It seems like we were talking yesterday.
Yeah. We were. No, not really.
Hey, a nice story on the Housatonic FFA on their get-together this weekend.
Good. Yeah, that was that's always a great evening. These kids really shine, and it's always fun to go. It's a program that I will say over and over again saves so many kids from dropping out or going elsewhere. So kudos to all those. And there are two new faces we know at the Karen Davenport and Mark Burdick, the long, long time veteran teachers left, and we have two new younger folks in there, and they're all doing a great job. We also have it's staying in Falls Village. They had a meeting this week about selling the waterworks to Aquarian, and brought out a lot of people, a lot of interest. It's a small water company with, I think they said, 124 customers, and Henry Todd, first selectman, said his biggest concern is liability. What if something happens to a well and somebody gets sick, or even worse, the town could really be on the stick. So they did not, because there's no contract yet, only a non-binding letter of intent, they did not vote on it, but it will be coming up in the near future.
All right. A lot of people watched that video of that meeting.
I bet.
By the way, Sharon Board of Selectmen had a meeting last weekend. We lost. I got to get a hold of Brent. We only got one half of that meeting, and so I can't put up half the meeting.
Oh, dear.
So yeah. We've got another half that's somewhere on his camera.
Okay, good, because you watched that. We have a new selectman there, Casey Flanagan.
Yes.
Took over for Jessica Fowler, who moved to the Board of Finance. And we also talked with Marina Kachube, who was the new selectman in Cornwall, taking over for Richard Bramley, who stepped down and moved over to the treasurer's slot. Kent had a race at the top of the ticket in our region, so we have some under the low ticket changes, but. And those are two of the new selectmen we'll be covering. Speaking of Sharon, we were there yesterday to cover the meeting on broadband.
We filmed that as well, yeah.
Yeah, they decided to, it's been an ongoing issue for years, the lack thereof of broadband and the effects it has on so many issues in this area where we're rural and the cable and companies and phone companies are not willing to put in money to string wire in places where, you know, the houses are so far apart and the population is so small. So there was Jocelyn Ayer of COG gave a really detailed presentation, very informative, and Jessica asked that a task force for the town be formed to study it. There's already the regional sort of task force with Northwest Connect, but it's a real issue. It pervades everything. It's economics, because people moving here need to, if they want to, telecommute, and could hinder home sales, could hinder businesses, could hinder education for kids who don't have access to internet at their homes. Can telemedicine is a big deal now. There are just so many areas where broadband and connectivity is important. So that's another issue we'll be following. I understand that the Lime Rock Park case was heard
at the Supreme Court, and they should have a decision, they say, but I think before the end of the year or by January.
In a month or two.
Yeah.
The three interveners, so to speak, got to talk. That's the park itself, obviously, who's seeking to increase its hours for economic viability. The Planning and Zoning Commission, who feels it should have jurisdiction over the regulations there, and the citizens group, who's very concerned about extending the hours to Sunday and concerned about other things related to the park. So we'll be following that, too. Looking ahead, we have tonight the Board of Selectmen and Board of Finance in Falls Village.
Board of Education in Sharon.
And Board of Ed in Sharon. We have, that's Trivia Night next Saturday, run by the Cornwall Association down at the Trinity Retreat Center. Always a fun evening, and funds there go to the library. And on Sunday, the Sharon Episcopal Church will be holding its service to commemorate its anniversary. So, yes, you're right, Marsha. We still, even though it's the third week of the month, we're still busy, and I'm sure I'm missing other things that are going on.
Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting to set up their meeting schedule and do appointments. That's coming up tomorrow. But also, there is a wellness clinic from the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association at the Parish House, and that's tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. I think the Board of Selectmen even meet in Cornwall
that's
tomorrow.
That's true. They do, yes.
Salisbury Board of Education is meeting tomorrow at 5:30 in the elementary school library. Interesting, the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission have a special meeting coming up then as well.
Oh, really? Okay, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what surprised me. There was just so much that was...
Yep, Cornwall Selectmen are meeting tomorrow, you're right, and that's at 7:30. We have been following, as have we all, the middle school sports issue. It seems like most of the towns are boards of ed are having meetings to discuss it because it's a touchy situation for some. Some think it's great. Obviously, there are always two sides on any issue. Ann McNeil, the athletic director, is going around to all these boards of education. She was in Falls Village. Past week, she was in Salisbury. Mixed reviews. Parents, you know, certainly like the idea of expanding sports opportunities for kids, but question the transportation, the long hours, the bus ride. A lot of people have said they like the camaraderie of cheering on their small schools. It will cost more for some of these towns, for most of them initially. And the interesting part is four of the six towns have to approve for it to go forward. And as Sam Herrick explained, whether you're in or out, you still have to pay because it's going to go in the regional school services share budget, and they can't carve out who's in and who's out. So whether you're in or out and it passes, you pay. Ann did say that she'll be going to Cornwall and Sharon, I believe, for the next ones. So, lots of issues, lots of ongoing things, and who knows what will come up.
All right, Ruth.
Yes, well, and we're pre-Thanksgiving, so I would just like to tell folks to be supportive of the food banks and the food give-outs that NASCAR Dave's group.
Sunday in the Country Food Drive.
Has their food drive going on. Salisbury Bank has their food drive and program as well. Mm-hmm. And also the Artisans Group in Salisbury raising funds the weekend,
yes.
The next two weekends, the weekend of the 30th and the following weekend. It's going to benefit, I think, four or six local charities. And the White Hart, for every burger sold and for every coffee sold, are going to be donating to the local food bank as well.
Oh, really? Very nice. Very nice. This is the time of year then that folks really come out and show their kindness, and it's wonderful.
All right. We will speak to you next week, Ruth.
Very good, guys.
Good luck out there.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.